Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're holding the final word on Chav Vav Amid Beis. This is a situation where someone had the last word. And the last word is now the first word. Itmar, Eid Zoymein, Abai Amal Mafrehu Nifsal, Rava Amal Mikanalabo, Hu Nifsal. Vos meint an Eid Zoymein. Says the top Rashi, very simply, Hayyad Bidis. So the person said Eidis in Bezdin, Nissen time. And at that time, the Bezdin said, okay, right, you have to weigh them. They asked them all the questions, and they answered them properly. And then they decided that Reuven owes money to Shimon, Shimon owes money to Reuven, whatever the situation was. And he said, Eidis. And guess what? 6 months later, come in other two Eidim into Bezdin and say, what? Those two fellas said Eidis 6 months ago about Reuven and Shimon. Imanu Yisem, they were together with us in Chicago. How could they possibly have known about any of this? The whole thing is baloney. They don't know anything. Okay, so we have now confirmed that those two Edom that were made in Nisan were made falsely, and they're Edom Zamanim. The question is, from what point on do they become Psule Edus? Do they become Psule Edus at that time? In other words, back in Nisan, when they said the false testimony. Or now today in Tishrei, when the Bezin is now verified and confirmed and certified that they were Edom Zamim, from now and further, they are Edom Zamim, they are Psulim.
Is that like a lifetime ban?
Mm-hmm. A lifetime ban like anything else until and unless one does tshuva. But in the meantime, they're Edom Zamim, they're apostle forever. It's no different than, for instance, a person who's a ganef or a gazlan. Also, he remains apostle forever unless he does tshuva. How does he do tshuva? So we had already in the Gemara, what happens if, for instance, until now, he was a mafricha yoinim. Mafricha yoinim means that he used to go and do this gambling and do a mitzachim kuvya. And now he has become such a total baal tshuva that he doesn't do it anymore. And he took all of his dice and his chips and then other things that he used for gambling, and he broke them, and he destroyed them, and he threw them out, and he doesn't even do it now, even b'chinam. In other words, if somebody comes to him and says, you know, let's go and do a little bit of playing dice, shooting the dice,
but
shooting the dreidel, playing cards, but for b'chinam, no one gets any money on it. So if he even refuses to do that, that shows he's a full-fledged baal tshuva.
How can an Eid Zoman never do tshuva? He'll never get another chance to do it.
He's kind of locked out.
That's a good question. I don't know how he would do tshuva, but if he can establish that he is now an Erev Chayid and he's sincere and that he'll never do something like that again, he'll never go to Chicago again or whatever.
So does the court have like an official list? These are the people who are psulim la'edit? Like how does the community, like how is it known?
So in fact, Limor said yesterday to address your issue that at least the four categories in our Mishnah, kulan tzrichen hachroza. There has to be an official proclamation, official statement from the Bezin that Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones and Mr. McGillicuddy, all of these people are no longer kosher for Eidus. Why? Because this one happens to be a gambler, and this is a malve beribis, and this one is a socher of shvias, and so on and so forth.
Take out like an ad in the Jewish press or something.
I don't know about the Jewish press, maybe the Hamudia, but they would put up a wanted poster in the post office saying, right, all of these people are disqualified from being Edom until further notice. Now, if you're wondering to yourself, what difference does it make if they were Edom Zom and they were already Psulim 6 months ago, or the Psulim from today? It's a big, big nafkimina. The nafkimina, as we'll see in the Gemara, is, for instance, what happens if in between last year Nisan and this year Tishrei, during that 6 month period of time, they signed, for instance, on a whole bunch of shtarais. Ishtar halvo, ishtar mekuchumemka. If they were psulim already from that time, then this whole shtar is worthless. On the other hand, if they're only psulim from today, then all of these shtaris are all valid and effective. So the more explains. Eidzim abayim lemafrehu nifsal becomes possible away from the beginning, meaning from the time that he said Eidus in Nisan. Rav Omar mikan labo nifsal, only from today. Abayim lemafrehu nifsal, mi'inna di asid roshahu vatayra omra al toshes yorcha im Russia, liois eid chomos, meaning you're not allowed to have a Russia go and say Eidus. This fellow is obviously a Russia because he said false testimony. He's over on the din of loisana. But it's more than that. What happens if Chas v'Shalom, as a result of what he did, someone could have been killed? They could have said Eidus on the fascists. that they said, we witnessed that this fellow, Chas V'Shalom, killed somebody, or this person was Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, or this person, Chas V'Shalom, was Bo'ala Erva B'mezid, there was Hasro, and the whole 9 yards, and unfortunately the Beis Din accepted their testimony, and Chas V'Shalom went and killed that individual, and now 6 months later we find out that they were false Edom from the very beginning. So Nechur Rishoyim says, Abaya, when did they become Rishoyim? They didn't become Rishoyim today. We only discovered their Rishos today, but they were already Rishoyim 6 months ago. So therefore, anything in between, they were Rishoyim. Rav Amar Mikan Labohu Nefsa. Why? Eid Zoyimim Chidushu. The whole institution of Eid Zoyimim in the Torah is a tremendous Chidush. Why is it a Chidush? My Chos de Samchus Ahani is Moich Ahani. The first two pair of Edom said that we were here in Manhattan and we witnessed this transaction, this loan, whatever. It was a Monday morning. We remember right after the daf. The daf was an exciting daf. We were learning about Eid Zoyimim, Lamafreyu Nifsal, Lamekana Labohu Nifsal, one of the Al-Kigams. Boy, was it fascinating. And after the daf, there was the whole thing took only about a minute. But Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, and we were there, and blah, 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 etc., etc. And now, 6 months later, people say, oh, you weren't here in Manhattan. You were in Chicago that morning. In fact, we remember you were on the Zoom. You weren't there in person. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it turns out that they were Edom Zomerman. But now it's really two against two, because the first two Edom said, we were here. We were here in Manhattan. The second pair of Edom say, no, you weren't there. You were in Chicago. If, assuming that there is no other independent evidence, it's just two against two. So why do we rely on the following two when they say that you guys were with us in Chicago? No. Why don't we rely on them when they say that they were in Manhattan? So it's two against two. My chos is samchas ahani, smoich ahani. Therefore, ein lecho ba'elir m'shas chidush ve'elach. Since this is considered to be a chidush, being a chidush, then we're only going to start from the first moment where the chiddush is chal. And when is that chiddush chal? When the second pair of Edom say about the first pair of Edom that you were imanu hayis. Ikriyami, Rav Nami ki Abaye svirale. There's a second version that Rav really agrees to Abaye, and that what mitzad ikredin should go back l'mafreya. Makes sense. Umay tam ka'omar mikan alaba. Why they say mikan alaba? Midrabanan, mishum pseidu l'kuchais. What are the pseidu l'kuchais? That anybody that, for instance, as Rashi, went and bought a piece of property in between Nisan and Tishrei, and now people are going to say, oh, that whole sale was never effective, was never valid, because the shtar, mechira, that was given to effect the kinyan was not an effective kinyan. Those Edom are psulim. This could have happened multiple times, and therefore there could be a lot of people out of pocket and are now hiring lawyers and investigators in the CIA and the FBI, and what are we going to do, and blah, blah, blah. So therefore, Bisham Seder Lekuchais says, Rava, the Chachamim said, we deem them to be kosher until now, and they're only going to be possible Mikan Alaba. Now everybody knows that they are confirmed Edom Zomim, so nobody will use them in the future. But until now, people didn't know. So now, both reasons of Choyra are good reasons for Rava. My Benai, what's the Nafkemina? Ik Benayu desidu Beitrei Bechad. What's main Beitrei Bechad? Normally, as we said, you have the two Edom that came initially, let's call them Yankel and Beryl. And now, two Edom come 6 months later and say, Yankel and Beryl, how did you go and say you were in Manhattan? The Emerson, you were together with us in Chicago. Okay, so it's two against two. The first two say we're in Manhattan, the other two say that, no, you were out in Chicago. What happens if instead of having two against two, it was four against two? What means four against two? Again, we have Yankel and Beryl, and now we have two Edom that say, Yankel, you were together, you were in Manhattan that morning, you were together with us in Chicago. And then you have two other Edom that say, Beryl, you were in Manhattan, you were together with us in Miami. Don't you remember you went there? It was freezing cold, and you went there for a few days to warm up. So therefore, it's two against one and two against one. Since it's two against one, there's no chiddush anymore. Two, of course, are always believed. Apishnai made him Yakum Dabar. The other guy is only one against the two. So two against one, it's a double portion.
Excuse me, the four against two, what are the four, two groups of two saying? Well, I'm a little, just the facts are
okay, start again. The first pair of Edom are Yankel and Beryl. They said we were here in Manhattan. They saw the loan transaction. So far, so good.
First of Nisan, great.
Good. Instead of having another pair coming 6 months later saying, all the two of you are together with us in Chicago that morning. That would be two against two, and that would be a chiddush. Why do I believe the second pair more than the first pair? Says Igma, we're talking about that four Edom came on the scene. Two of them were made vis-a-vis Yankel. Two of them were made vis-a-vis Beryl. The two that by Yankel said he was in Chicago, like we had facts until now. The other two say, Beryl, but you were together with us in Miami that morning. So therefore, it's now a case of two against one and a case of two against one. Who do you think is going to win in a case of two against one? They're two. So that's not a chiddush anymore. This is not a chiddush. Even Rava would agree that we can start these man paslis all the way from Nisan and not from Tishrei. But that's only if you say the reason that's the chiddush. If you say out Pseidel Kuchos, it makes no difference. Nobody knew until now the Yankel and Beryl were Psuli Eidos, and if we have the Pseidel Kuchos situation. Right? So that's Nafkimina number one. Inami, another case of Paslinu Begazlanusa. Instead of accusing them of being Edom Zomim, you have a new pair of Edom that say that you were Gazlanim back in Nisan. We went and checked out and we witnessed and we saw that you stole back in Nisan even before or at the same time that you were saying the Edis there. Okay, so now in this situation, says Rashi, there is no Chidush because they are being massed in Milza Achriti. What does that mean? That when do we say it's two against two is because the first pair of Edom say, we were in Manhattan. The other pair of Edom say, no, you weren't in Manhattan, you were in Chicago. So therefore you have a direct hakhosha one with the other. Anytime Edom Mokheshes, everything falls away. Why do you automatically go and give preference and precedence to the second pair of Edom as opposed to the first pair of Edom? Here, however, what happens in Gazlanusa means that the first pair of Edom were in Manhattan. The second pair come in Tishrei, 6 months later. You know, we're not arguing you're Manhattan. No, we never were in Chicago, never in Miami. You man, that's no problem. However, you were Gazlanim at the time. Now, the first pair of Edom never said Edis that we were not Gazlanim. They just said Edis about this loan transaction. Now, two Edom come and say about the first pair of Edom that you were Gazlanim. So this, of course, has nothing to do with Edom Zoamim. The only thing what they're doing is that they are affirming, confirming, certifying.
Impeaching the character of the first witnesses.
Impugning their character. Beautiful. Very good. But impugning is usually just, okay, it's a negative attachment that the person has a bad character. Here we're saying that they are psule edus because we know that they were gazlanim. How do we know? They've witnessed a gzela. The first two edim never said anything, your gzela, nish gzela. There is no edus. So this is a double portion that we're going to believe the second pair of Edom when they are impugning and undercutting and undermining the kashrus of the first pair of Edom. That says there was no chiddush involved because they're not being makhish in their statement. It's not like the Gemara said before. The Edus that they're saying that the first pair are Gazlanim.
It's not inconsistent with anything else.
And it's not being challenged by anybody else. Right. They're saying they're Gazlanim and finished. That being the case, als the Svar of Chiddush, that Svar of falls away. And therefore, Rava should hold like Abaya that it's Lamafrehu Nifso by the Gazlanis already from the time of Nisan. However, the Gabitama say to the Kuchais, since nobody knew about this Gzela until now, these two people have been signing numerous documents over the last 6 months, and therefore, it'll be a tremendous Pseidel Kuchais. That's why Rabbi would say, according to the second time, only Mikana Laba.
What I say, if I say Edis, that's not a transaction, now I'm a Kashmir aid. If I say this, I'm the kosher aid, not a Gazlan. So in a sense, he's disputing second pair of Edom.
What you're saying is that, but then you could say that every time that anybody happens to be a Gazlan, that two Edom are coming and saying, this person happens to be a Gazlan, or these two are Gazlanim, and they're both saying by itself, well, by definition, if we said Edus and Bezin, obviously we're saying that we're not Gazlanim. So our Gemara is learning that it's only considered to be a Chiddush and Makash, as if they say that expressly. In the case of the loan transaction, they have to say that we were in Manhattan, because otherwise, how did you know about any of this? We're saying we're in Manhattan. The other two say you weren't in Manhattan, you were in Chicago. So then they're directly going and challenging each other. They're being Makash each other. So why should I listen to the second pair more than the first pair? However, in the case of Edom that say that the first guys happen to be Gazlanim, yes, implicit the fact that they're coming into Bezin, they're Mayid, they're saying, yeah, we're kosher Edom. But they're not really saying that it's only an underlying assumption, but they didn't go and affirmatively state that we happen to be Ksherim as opposed to Gazlanim.
When they say that they're Gazlanim, does that mean that they were convicted in a court, so to speak?
The easier case would be that they actually saw it. In other words, we saw on that Monday morning that they said that we saw the loan transaction. Right after that, we saw that they burglarized the CVS by taking away all of the drugs, and there was no problem. Oh, sorry, 5 minutes before. Shkoyach Mendel. 5 minutes before. Not after the testimony, after the loan, but 5 minutes before the loan. They went to the local CVS, they took all the things off the shelf, all the clerks complained, they said, well, according to Hochul and all the other guys, as long as it's less than $100, the whole thing is a joke,
but
and they can't arrest
them.
Me.
Meaning so, that they didn't give him a hasra, they didn't take him to court.
They gave him the whole 9 yards. They gave him hasra, they didn't take him to court, but they gave him hasra, yeah.
But isn't that their duty to go to court and say, or that's... No,
they fell asleep over the next 6 months, or they were trying to convict other people. They didn't have time to convict these two guys.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem, plenty of criminals in Minneapolis.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, anyway, the bottom line is that would be the two nafkimis. So now we have a story, the Omer of Yirmiyah Midifti, Ovid Rav Papi, Uv de Kavosi de Rova, Rav Papi Paschal like Rova, that is, that only Mekana Labo, Ma'ab Ravashi Omer Hilchus de Kavosi de Abaye, there we go, Lima Freya, Ma'aloch is Hilchus de Kavosi de Abaye, Bi'al Kigamen, everybody knows this because it's at the beginning of Elam Metzias, Ya'al Kigam. What is Ya'al Kigam? Six cases. Rashi makes it easy for us. Rashi parallel to our Gemara. Yud sin for yish lo midas. Have a yish. Ayin is eight zoymim, which of course is our Gemara. Lami is standing for lechi oimin me'elav. This is gabi hilchas eidavin, whether or not you're allowed to go and carry in a movi or not. So there's a din that if you have either a lechi or a koira, then under certain circumstances you'd be allowed to go and carry within the movi. Question is, what happens if it's not, I didn't put up the lechi l'shem kedusha Shabbos l'shem eidavin. It happens to have been there. There was a pole there, and I'm saying, oh, that pole is great. It's not that much different than when you have many of the Erevin today,
right,
that they use the phrases, telephone lines. When the telephone line was put up, or if you have electric wires or whatever, these were not put up l'shem tzuras ha-pesach to be able to carry, but once it's there, if it works, it works. So that's the question. Lechi oimen me'elav, is that good for Erevin purpose or not? And then we have that, and then you have kif, it stands for kedusha shleim nimtzer l'biya. What would be kedusha shleim nimtzer l'biya? A person in Mekadesh, two sisters at the same time. It's impossible for him to live with either one, because so therefore, is the kedushin even chal mitzad sofik? So that's the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Gili das begitin is that a person sent a, that's the gimel of kigam. What's the gimel? That a person sent a get in the hands of a shliach to go and give to his wife, and then he meets the shliach midway. And he asked him, did you give the get yet to my wife? And he said, no, I didn't give it. Oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. That's great news. And then he goes away. He could have, if he wanted to, on the spot say, I'm a vatal shlichus, don't give it to her anymore, stop, I changed my mind, give me the get, we're going to tear it up. But he didn't do that. He was just megaladas, that he was happy about the fact that he didn't give the get yet to the wife. So now the question is that considered to be a bittel of the get and the bittel of the shlichus, or not? Again, a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. And finally, the last case is the mem, which is a mumer oichel nevelis lahachis, which is going to be the next gemara that we're going to learn right now. So we pass like a bay. Therefore, we pass like a bay. There got to be eight zoymeim lemafreya hu nifsal. Nushtikel mumer oichel nevelis l'tiyoven. What happens if you have a bad guy? What does he do? He's eating nevelis l'tiyoven. The woman's l'tiyoven. Remember, we're not talking over here legabi chazer or eating lobster. We're talking about he's eating food that normally would be kosher if it was properly geschochten. Like he's eating roast beef. He's eating pastrami. He's eating lamb. All these things could be kosher if it was geschochten properly by a shoychet with a chalef. But instead, he ate meat where that animal died naturally or unnaturally or was shot instead of being geschochten. Why does he do that? After all, if you can get kosher, why did you go and take non-kosher? L'tiyavayin. It's just he had a taiva. Rashi says that this taiva was that he didn't want to go and pay for a pound of roast beef, $12.99 a pound. He only wanted to go and pay $4.99 a pound. After all, roast beef is roast beef. They taste exactly the same. This is geschochten, this is nevela, but it's the same roast beef. So therefore, the tiyoven over here was he wanted to go and save money. That he shouldn't have to pay the kosher prices, pay the non-kosher. So what's the din? Divrei kol pasul. He is certainly pasul li edus. Why? Because all the edus that we're talking about in our Gemara, dinei mamnis b'shloisha, is talking legabe mamnis. If this person is choshed al hamamain, like we had the four cases in the Mishnah, that this person, he gambles away his money, and or seichri shviyas, or he charges people interest, so therefore they're all choshed al hamamain, then everybody agrees he's possible. And here, he's doing the tiyav only because he's saving a couple of bucks by eating the veilus instead of eating kosher. However, when I'm lahachis, in other words, a person happens to be a multimillionaire, money is not an object. In fact, he wastes his money every single day on all types of narishkaitim. However, there happens to be kosher meat and non-kosher meat. His wife says to him, Jack, why don't you go and take some of the kosher meat? He said, why? Why should I pay kosher meat? You think I'm nuts? You think I'm crazy? I'm not going to buy kosher. I don't believe in that. It's all a bunch. It's just the rabbis want to make some money. The shochtim want to make money. The kosher meat. I don't believe in any of it. So that's what we call a mummer lahachis. And he's just...
flouting?
Flouting. Whatever. He doesn't believe anything. He may be a mechal Shabbos. I don't believe in anything. So that being the case now, is he possible for Edus legabe mummeris? A bai omer pasul. Bai is his pasul. The pasul uses the expression, al toshes yodcha im rasha, liois eid. Ezra rasha. So, get him out of here. We're not going to listen to any of his eidus. Rav omer kosher. Rav said, no, he's kosher. Now, why is he kosher? So, bai omer pasul, dabli, rasha, rechman, omer, al toshes, rasha, eid. That's a double pasul. That's easy. Rav omer kosher. You know why he's kosher? Because he left out one word. The pasul continues on. Al toshes yodcha im rasha, liois eid, chomas. Chomas means a monetary Russia, not just a Russia. So this happens to be a Russia that eats the veilus, and he probably doesn't even make a bracha when he eats it. What a bad guy. So therefore, he's like a Russia, but he's not a Russia chomas, and an eid chomas.
Well, hold on. Halachically, if you were to eat a nevela, would you have to make a bracha?
I mean, I have enough on it. Why not?
That's a question.
If I know.
You probably would. But that's really not negay over here. And if the answer is no, then I'm sorry, I withdraw it.
It's a bracha
shir. I just triggered.
No, I understand. Yeah. Further thought.
Bracha bava veira. Bracha bava veira.
Then it could be it's a mitzvah bava veira. But the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas that you're not let her have osel adam lihonish mi'olam hazeh b'loy bracha. So if he's having a no, l'chayr you would have to make. But please speak to your competent local Orthodox rabbi. And if you can't find one, your competent international rabbi.
Or Google.
Or Google, exactly.
You don't like if it's a kippur and he has a hatcher to eat, then he makes kiddush.
Oh, that's
so that's
for
hatcher.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's for hatcher. Then he makes kiddush.
David, what were you saying?
If you eat on Yom Kippur, you say
Yalevi Yavo. Exactly. Good. Excellent. And if it turns out it's also on Shabbos, would you say Ritzei?
Yes.
Good. But you would never say Alanisim because it's very rare for Yom Kippur to fall out.
Okay.
Anyway, Shkoyach. Maybe it's in Alanisim Al Purim because it's Yom Kippurim. Okay. So that's Purim Torah, which we'll talk about another time. But getting back to our Gemara now. The bottom line is someone ate neveilois lachis. Can you use him now to go and be an aid for purposes of establishing whether it was a loan transaction on Monday morning after the daf here in Shul? By Yom Apostle, Rav Makosha. By Yom Apostle, because it says in the Apostle, Altosh is Russia. Eight, it is our Russia. Rav Makosha. Russia de Chomas be'inan. To go and pass it has to be a Russia de Chomas involving monetary matters. Okay, pray to more Mesve. I'm going to ask you now a question. State in the Brice, Altoshes Russia 8, Altoshes Chomos 8, that we're going to learn the Pasuk, that the word Chomos is an integral aspect of the Altoshes. We're not just talking about any Russia, it's got to be a Russia of Chomos, such as Elu Gazlonim, or Me'alim Bishvuas, a Gazlonim. We know what a Gazlon is. Me'alim Bishvuas is that this person makes willy-nilly Shvuas, which turn out to be Shkorim. He's saying now, lies. Okay, so now the question is, what's the definition of shvuas? Why didn't you just simply say umi'alim bishvu'ah, loshen singular? Why did it say shvu'ois rabim? My love, probably because the Bryce is trying to talk about two different categories of shvuas. Echad shvuas shav, v'echad shvuas mamon. What is talking about a shvuas shav and one's mamon? Mamon is the easy one that you have, for instance, that he makes a shvua moidim miktsas, and it turns out what he said was a lie. It's not true. In other words, the Malva says, "Oh, $100." He says, "I only owe $50." Yeah, I'm paying you the 50. As far as the other 50, I make a shvua that I don't owe it to you because the original loan was only 50. I already paid you back the 50. Whatever. And it turns out that that shvua was a lie. Oh, so that's a shvua's mamon. So I can understand why he would not be a kosher aid because he's an aid chamas. He is a, unfortunately, you see that he's not careful with money. He's a shekel gazel when it comes to money. What is shvua shav? Shvua shav means tam. He made a ridiculous shvua. Rashi says the two examples. Ivy says, if you look at the Rashi parallel, ala omid shel even shehu shel even, he goes by a pillar that looks like it's made out of stone. And everybody says, yeah, so it looks like stone to me. It looks like marble or whatever. It's like granite stone. And he says, well, I'm going to swear to you, chavra, that this omid shel even. So what he's saying is certainly true, because it's Taka Evan. However, it's a Shavua Shav, because it's a ridiculous Shavua. Who needs him to make that Shavua? Or Shavua Sheker. What happens if he sees that very same Omichul Evan, and he goes and makes a Shavua? No, it's not Evan. Can't you tell? It's made out of gold. Which, therefore, again, is a, that's a Shavua Shav, the Shavua Sheker. But both of them means that he is suspected, or he's confirmed, to be a person that makes Shavuas for naught, for nothing. So if that is the Pshat in Shavua Shav, that shvois means both shvois shav and shvois mamon. Shvois shav has nothing to do with money. Ah, so this l'chayru would be a raya to a baya that anybody that is that willfully goes and is over on all types of isurim, he would be possible to go and be an aid and bezdin. It's a raya to a baya, because according to Rav, it's got to be an aid chamas, only by shvois mamon, not by stam shvois. Everything more sinishka kasha. Loi, idi v'idi shvois mamon. Really, when it says shvuois, it's only talking about shvuois woman. My shvuois, shvuois the alma. What means shvuois the alma? Just like we start off in that price that we said, what's the definition? Al toshes rosha eid liyoskei chamas elu gazlonin. Gazlonin. We're just talking about one individual that is multiple times a gazlon. A gazlon means that you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, or a Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, that they have to be gazlonim. So these people do not take them for aid them for witnesses. So Mi'alim B'Shavuos is also talking about Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel, that each one of these has made already a Shavuos Sheker, Legabi, Momoin in the past, so they're going to be possible for the future to go and be a Edom to go and be made in other Edison of Mammon. So if we have no Raya, because we're talking about Mammon, 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 no Kasha Ra. Pray to more mates, we have a new Kasha. And this Kasha is a Kasha on Abaye. Al Toshes Rosh Eid. Ad Eid. Al Toshes Chomas Eid. The Pasuk doesn't read like that exactly, but that's how the Bryce is interpreting the Pasuk. Al Toshes Yorch Im Rosh Liois Eid Chomas. So therefore the Bryce is kind of splicing the Pasuk. Al Toshes Rosh Eid. You know what type of Rosh should you not allow to say Eid is? Al Toshes Chomas Eid. The type which is Elioi's Eid Chomas. Eid Chomas means money guys. Eilu Gazlanim, Malvir Abiyois. Like we had in our Mishnah Malvirius. So why does the Brysa isolate these two? Why doesn't it say about anybody that's Oiver Isurim? After all, the world of Isser V'Heter is very broad. We could talk about the person who is eating, like we had the Treifis, the Nevelis, the Chazarai, Shrotzim, Shkotzim, whatever. It doesn't have to be just limited to people eating stuff. It could be talking about people being Mechal Shabbos, people doing all other types of Isur. So Vos Epis Gazlan Malvir. So you see that the Bryce is isolating, saying, you know which Edom Apostle, the Chomas guys, the Gazlon and Malvi Beribis guys, but not the Oichle Nevelis guys. It's Tiyufta by Tiyufta, the Chor Abai is Ogefreit. Ogefreit means that he's totally deferred, and we paskin like Rava, and all of you are going to say, we paskin like Rava? Yeah, okay, go! So you just have to be patient. The Gemara is going to address that shortly in Yetz Hashem. But at least in this, at this point, it sounds like Abai has been totally defeated, wiped off the map. But we will resuscitate and reinvigorate Abai shortly.
So just right. Before we proceed, sure. So what lavim could you be over and still be accepted as an aid?
According to Rava, any lav which does not involve
monetary. Okay. So you could be Mechal Shabbos and still be accepted
according
as an aid?
According to Rava, yes. If the aidus is vis-a-vis mammonis. If this aidus, however, is vis-a-vis
Shabbos, Shabbos.
They could sign on a get or a...
We had yesterday in the Gemara.
Yes, sir, as well as Mama.
What happens if a person is a confirmed someone at Chas V'Sholem, he's a Gemara says, kosher li edus. Someone who's kosher, that unfortunately is davar shebe erva. He's kosher for edus mamon. Says he more, but in edus isha, of course, he's possible. What means edus isha? To go and be an aid by a kiddushin, or an aid on a get, or an aid to go and say, yes, she was a get, or that her husband passed away, or the husband gave a get. All those things, since unfortunately, in this parasha, he's a choshed, therefore he's possible on anything involved in that parasha. So here we're talking about our Mishnah and our Perek. Dinim mamon es bishlo isha. So we're talking about only the gabe money issues. So the more name it tonight. Let us go and say that this machlokes between Abaye and Rava is a machlokes tanan. Whenever you find something like that right after a tiyufta, you know that the tiyufta is not bulletproof. Because once you said that Abaye is wiped off and he's out of here, so what's the purpose of saying it's a machlokes tanan? So you're going to go and say that one of the tanan is also wiped out. So that's already the first step in rehabilitation of Abaye. That no. Abaye holds like one mandiyama, Rava holds like another mandiyama, and then the question is, how do you pass it?
Okay. Yeah, but the language tiyufta dabai tiyufta, the double language sounds very final.
100%. It sounds like a grand slam homer. The other guy, he's going to be resuscitated and reinvigorated. Right, very exactly. Nice. Right. I'm sure you're going to be happy about that. Not only resuscitated, he's going to be resurrected, because until now he's out. Naimik etanoi. Let's say machlek etanoim eid zoimein posel chola teira kula divra meir. Now we're not going back to eid zoimein now. Now we're still talking about the mummer. The reason why we bring Eid Zoymim is because we have a Braisa, and the Braisa is now telling us what is an Eid Zoymim Posel for. So the Tanakhama says Eid Zoymim Posel Cholatur, anything and everything, meaning not only for Dina Mamadis, but also for Dina Nefashis. You know when he's Osir Bedin Nefashis? If he was Huzam Bedin Nefashis, in other words, in the Din Nefashis case, that he said, I saw Yankel kill Beryl, or whatever it was, and then afterwards we find that Imanu Yisem, they were in Chicago, they weren't in Manhattan, how do they know about Yankel killing Beryl? So they were Huzam Bedin Nefashis, then in fact they're Huzam for everything. Huzam Bedin Mamanis, Karsha Bedin Nefashis. What's the svar of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi figures that you have some people that will, you know, they will do petty larceny. Okay, well, not exactly, because here we're saying Gabi Dina Fascist, he's also saying something wrong. Anyway, when you're talking about petty larceny, yeah, in the store, in the candy machine, or the subway, but to go and kill somebody, Chas V'Shalom, or even to do a major Ponzi scheme involving millions of dollars, that's there. Kleine kind, small little things, yeah, that he could be accused of. But he's certainly not a big-time criminal. He'll do a fourth-degree misdemeanor, right. But he's not going to do a first-degree felony.
Wall Street or one of these bankers.
Exactly, yeah, you can figure out.
Falsified business records.
Yeah. Anyway,
backdate options.
Yeah, all different types of one, and cryptocurrency, and who knows what. Anyway, the point is, Rabbi Yossi, I'm a man to one who's a medina nefashis. Have a who's a medina mominis, kasha ledina nefashis. If the hazama was only for kleine kite and small little petty fry, petty type of stuff, medina mominis, he's kasha ledina nefashis. Notice, however, a mayor says it makes no difference. Once you happen to be huzam for anything, you're huzam for everything. Even though the hazam was only the gabi alone for $5, I was in Manhattan, he was really in Chicago, but nevertheless, he is disqualified even for din nefashis, even for big picture items. Aha, so that's machlek to mayor Rabbi Yossi. So, Akhtimor, the choy neighbor Abai kira mayor, Rabbi kira Yossi. Abai that says that even unrelated stuff, such as a person who is an oichel, neveilois, lahachis, which has nothing to do with money. It has to do with it. It's a lahachis, take a guy. He was over the Issa, lahachis. Says Abai is possible, even though one has nothing to do with the other. So that's just like Rameyer that says, yeah, makes no difference why you were an Eid Zoymim, for this purpose or that purpose, whether it was from Mominis to Nefashis, from Nefashis to Mominis, always. But it goes one step further. Well, how does it go one step further? Because when we're talking about Nevelis, in a sense, Nevelis could be viewed as more kal than Mominis. Really, eating all types of chazarayin, eating the Nevelis, is in a sense considered to be more kal than stealing a couple of bucks? Yes. Why? Because, says Rashi, and we'll see this in the Gemara shortly, there's a svara of a person who is doing eating Nevelis, the only person that he's harming, person he's harming, of course, himself. But the only relationship that he's harming is being Adam Lamak, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is upset at him. I said, the Rebbeinu Shalom, kaviyochel, you have to have kishachtan meat. He eats nevela meat. You're a bad guy. But does it bother anybody else? I mean, it bothers me that that person is eating. But he's not doing, he's not infringing on his relationship with me. There's no bein odom lechaveroi, no ra lebriois. Mashenkin, any time a person goes and steals a pruta from somebody else, then he's being over both. He's ra leshemayim ve ra lebriois. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, loisigzol, loisignoiv, don't steal, he's stealing. So not only is Hashem Yisborach is angry, but this fellow who's the Nignav or the Nigzal is also angry. Ah, so therefore, says the Gemara, Abaye holds like a man. And therefore he holds that even if you're dealing with, what's the machloikis between a man and a B.O.I.C.? They're talking about Dini Mominis, where Rameyer says, if you happen to be apostle and Eid Zoyim apostle with Dini Mominis, then you're also apostle for Dini Nefashis. Says Rabbi Yosef, no. Yehuza with Dini Mominis, you're kosher with Dini Nefashis. Why? Because Dina Mammas, compared to Dina Farshis, this is the Kal, and this is the Chomor, and therefore, for the Kal, for the small ticket items, Hitak is Choshet, he's Huzam. But Dina Farshis, and that doesn't, you know, he doesn't, he's not a big time criminal, he's a fourth degree.
You can have the other argument, if he's willing to lie for relatively petty stuff, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe he'll.
Guess what? Then that's what a mayor holds. That's why a mayor holds a Zoyim Pasal Chola Toyra Kula. Even if it's only for petty stuff, if Yehuzim Medina Mominis, Yehuzim even for Dina Farshis, even though it's a Kal, a Kleinekite, if Yehuzim for that, Yehuzim for the big time stuff for Dina Farshis as well. Just like Ariel said. Ah, so that's what Abaye is saying. Even though you could look upon a person who's eating the Velus Lahachas as being Kal, because it only ruins his relationship, being Odom Lamokim, it's Ra Lishamayim, it's not Ra Lebriois. From that, I will extrapolate, like Rameyer says, that you'll be possible also for Dinim Nefashis, or in this case, for Dinim Mominis, because that's both Ra Lishamayim and Ra Lebriyos. So therefore, says he, one name Abaye holds like Rameyer, and Rava Kerbioisi, and Rava holds like Kerbioisi. What did Rava say? Rava said, no. If you happen to be Ra in the Inyan of Nevelis, you don't automatically go and say he's going to be Ra for Mominis. So that's like Rabbi Yossi says, because Rabbi Yossi says that if Yehuza Medina Mammon is, you're Kashal Adin Nefashis. So just because in one parasha you're a bad guy, you're not automatically branded a bad guy for everything. So Abaye Kerameir, so Gemara explained, to Abaye Kerameir, the Amma Amrina Mekul Lechomra, even from the Kal to the Chomra, which was what Ariel was saying a moment ago, even from the small ticket items, he's willing to sin, then certainly he'll sin for the big time stuff, because perhaps there will be a greater reward or benefit. So he goes from Mikul Lechumra, then by Kermel, and therefore that's why we'd hold also from Nevelis to Mammonis. For over the Yom Kribyoisi, the Yom Chumra Lekula Amrin, and Mikul Lechumra Loy Amrin. You only go from Chumra to Kal if he was Huzam on Nefashis, he's Huzam on Mammonis. But you don't say the other way around. And therefore that's why Rava says that you do not say Mikula Lechumra, and the Velis is a Kula, because it's only Ra Lishamayim, it's not Ra Lebriois. Mominis is a Chumra, so you don't say that Huzam to one is Huzam to the other. Aha, and therefore the Gabi Aides, even though he happens to be Possel, the Gabi Dinim of Gabi Nevelis, but he's not Possel, the Gabi Mominis. So the Chumra, it's the exact same Machlaikis. There's no light. No, you don't have a convincing right. Could be a leader of Yosef Kuliyamalei Pligi. Everybody would agree, meaning that even Abaye would agree that I, Abaye, cannot go like Rabbi Yosef. Since Rabbi Yosef happens to be very, very specific, you can only go from Chomor to Kal, not from Kal to Chomor. Only if the person is a Din Nefashis Huzam, is the apostle also Lagabe Din Mammonis. Therefore, when you're talking about Nevelis, which is considered to be more Kal than Mammon, and Echanami, Rabbi Yosi would say, just because you went and ate Nevelis Lahachas, you would not be disqualified as a witness. So Rabbi Yosi clearly goes, he's in the Rava camp, so to speak. Keep looking, where's the Machlekes? The Rameyer. Abaye says, I'm like Rameyer. The Rameyer says, Eid Zoyim Pasal Chola Teir Kula. He doesn't distinguish between Kal to Chomer, Chomer to Kal. So whether Nevelis happens to be more Chomer, it's less Chomer than Mammonis, makes no difference. Once I find out that this guy is eating Nevelis Lahachis, he's disqualified for everything. So that's a biker. May. For all that, can't look at a may hossam and legabi eid zoimim, demomain, to Rale Shemayim v'Rale Briyos. When did Rameyer say that you happen to be Eid Zoyim Pasach Chol HaTeira Kula? Because the whole Kavan of Eid Zoyim, it's both Rale Shemayim v'Rale Briyos. You're Rale Shemayim because you're saying false testimony, so you're Oivaloi Sana, and Rale Briyos because you're causing that other person damage by your false testimony. So it makes a difference. Kal to chomer, chomer to kal. Aval hocha. Here you're talking about nevelis, which is rale shemayim. Ain rale briyos. Nobody else is adversely affected by the fact that you're eating nevelis. Only the rabbanu shaloyim. So loy. Then I wouldn't automatically go and jump to conclusions that from nevelis to mominis, two separate parishes. Therefore, the machlokes between Abaye and Rava could very well be not the same machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yosi, but only aliba de Rabbi Meir. V'hilchasa kavasi de Abaye. How do we paskin like Abaye? Afraid Gemara. V'itoysif. Don't you remember 20 lines ago we said tiyufta de Abaye, tiyufta sounded like that's the end of Abaye in connection with mummer eating the nevelis lachas. And now you're telling me that lachas. How do I, can you imagine the World Series game is over? It's 10-1, and we go and paskin that the guy that had won, he's the one that wins the game. That doesn't make any sense.
Won.
Because he won, okay, so I'm sorry. That's 10-2. The guy that had two, he wins the game.
Barry, we had the 2020 elections.
Oh, you see that? Hilchos kavasi by Rabbi Toysin, and v'mar ha'i Rabbi Yosihi. Ah, that previous brisa that we brought as a kasha on Abaye. What was that brisa? Altoshes Rosh Eid, Altoshes Chomas Eid, Elgaz Lanam Alvim Ribis. That's all going according to Rabbi Yosi. And we just got finished saying a moment ago that Abaye agrees. I cannot go according to Rabbi Yosi. I can only go according to Rameh. And therefore, since that's Rabbi Yosi, that Tiyufta, Dabaye, Tiyufta, really not a kasha on me, because I hold like Rameh, and that brisa is Rabbi Yosi. Freight to Morbid, Heaven, Rabbi Yosi. So Yozan Rabbi Yosi. But don't we have a rule that Rabbi Yosi isn't a Nmukha Imai, and therefore Rameh, Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yosi, and not like Rameh. As a general rule, you're right. We're going to follow Rabbi Yosi. However, if there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, that will be the exception to the rule. We're going to pass it like Rabbi Meir. Now the question is, where did we find that Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? So before we get to it, first thing, Mark tells us a story, and then we're going to get the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. What was the story? Ki had bar chama kotel nafshe rachmon l'slan bar chama killed someone. Ay, that's terrible. Amalei reish kolus l'rav Abba bar Yankov poik ayin ba, go and investigate. Do your due diligence. Ivade kotel, if in fact he went and chas v'shalom did a murder, l'chiu li'enei, let's go and pull out his eyes, knock out his eyes. Why would you knock out a guy's eyes if he went and killed someone? So Rashi says, you look at the next to last Rashi, five lines to the bottom. It's next to Agma. The Chiyu the Einei. You knock Ruas Einav, go and knock the guy's eyes out. The Botlu Mises Bezim. We are now in Bovel in Chutz Loretz. We do not have the authority to go and administer, and even today you don't have the right to go and administer Mises Bezim either in Chutz Loretz or in Eretz Yisrael. We do not have that koyach today. But what do we have to do? We can't allow that there should be lawlessness all over society. So the best thing would be to go and take all 8 million migrants and go and deport them. That would solve the whole crime problem in America. But that's not the issue here. The issue over here is, what do you do about that person that went and killed someone? You can't go and say, okay, go scot-free. It's haikanasa kovdinim be, the bezemakim mo'in shit shloi minotayim. So we go and give him such patch until we knock the guy's eyes out. I don't know, literally you knock eyes out, but he means give him a patch that he should... He's going to be, he'll learn from this not to do this again. Rashi brings another two pshatim, but Rashi says, Varishan ik. So anyway, so that was the story, given patch. So now, if Vade Kotel, Chiyuli Ein, also Tresadi, to Adam Cain, as he do made the Vade Kotel, that in fact he taka killed. Ozel Ihu, Isi Tresadi, as he do bay, Bechad Mehanoch, so then they brought another pair of Adam. In other words, one pair of Adam said that Ivade Kotal, Ozel Ihu, this Bar Choman now brought, Icy Tresad, he brought two Adam, Asinu Bey Bechad Mehanach, and they now were massed about one of the two Adam. One of the two convicting Adam. What did they say about that convicting Adam? Chanam Akaboy Didi, Gonav Kabad Chushla. I was in the grocery store a few days ago, and I saw that he was there in the barley section, and he grabbed a whole sack. Thank you. of barley that people use for chulent or for soups or for whatever they use barley
for,
and he stole it. V'chad omar kaboy diganav kato de bortia. He didn't go and steal a grocery item. He went and stole the handle of a roimach, of a spear. So both of them are saying the same thing, that he is a ganav. Therefore, since he's a ganav, he's posel liedus. So even though he said about Rav Chama that Rav Chama killed someone, Bar Chama killed someone, Bar Chama now has proved to Edom that this guy is a ganav, he's disqualified to be an aid. And therefore, he should go free.
But the two Edom that Bar Chama is bringing to destroy their edus and their character are not testifying about the same thing. One is saying stole barley. One is saying you stole a spear handle.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you only have al bishnayim enim yakam dover echad. You only have one item being testified to destroy.
Yeah. There's a machloikas tanoim about that. We've had that in the past. There's a Tanakam with Reb Nosson. Here the Gemara is talking about not these facts, but something very similar. What happens if you have two Edom? One Ed says, I saw Reuven lending Shimon $100 a Monday morning. The other person says, I wasn't there Monday. Monday I was in Chicago, but I took an overnight flight, and I was there Tuesday morning, and I saw on Tuesday morning that Reuven gave $100 loan to Shimon. So can you mitzarev the two together?
But they're agreeing on there you can reconcile the inconsistency by saying the date is wrong, the drishas and chakiras and bedikas.
No, they're clearly.
But here the facts of the avis are. I mean, was
I understand exactly.
A barley spear is not a sack of barley. A spear handle is not a sack of barley.
Exactly. You're 100% right. So in that case of the Monday and the Tuesday transactions, the machlech is tanoim when you mitzarev the two together. Do you say, like you're saying, these are two separate transactions? And everybody, he's agreeing. Mm-hmm. This was one Monday, this is one Tuesday, but bottom line is he lent him $100. It could be they lent him $200. Exactly. Right. So he lent him $100, but at least $100.
Yeah.
So therefore, according to one man, they're mitzarev. According to one man, they're not mitzarev. Now you have the same case over here, where they both agree, yes, I agree. I was the only one in the store at the time, and I saw him the body. I was the only guy in the time, I saw the stealing of the spear. But if you hold it, you can mitzarev two separate edus that both establish he's a ganav. This man, the homa, holds that's sufficient, and therefore we can go and wipe out one of the two edim. Once we wipe out one of the two edim, we're only left with one ed, and then Bar Chama can go scot-free. So this is what Bar Chama did to try to free himself. On Malaysia, he told him, "My datach, you hold like a mayor." What means like a mayor? That if you're choshed a moment, you're also choshed on edus lefashoyz. Call that terikul, like we have in the Amud Aleph. My datach, Rameir, Rabbi Yosi, look at Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi in the Mukim. Why we pass like Rabbi Yosi? So even if you can be mitzarev the two edim, it's not going to work because according to Rabbi Yosi, even though you are once you're choshed on, even though. But the Gabei Rabbi Yosi holds differently. Rabbi Yosi Omer, who's Medin? Oh, I want to break this. Rabbi Yosi Omer, who's Medin? Mamam is cautious in the fascist. So even though you can take him to police and put him in jail for 2 years because he's a ganef, 100%. He's who's Medin? Mamam is, but he's still cautious in the fascist. And he said that you Bar Chama, he together with another eight said that you Bar Chama killed. So unfortunately, Bar Chama, you're going to lose the case. Om later, papi. When do we say Rameir, Rabbi Yosi, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi? But if you have a stamish Rameir, then we paskin like Rameir and not like Rabbi Yosi. And then we go and hocha sosam lantanik Rameir. And the Gemara asks again, Mimai, which stamish? So all we've done is we've taken kind of a 2 minute break, but now we get back to the original question. Where is that stamish Rameir? The Gemara ilim mahodet not. Shtoa Mishnah, Kol Roy Lord the Din in the Foshes, Roy Lord and Din in Mammon is, whoever is qualified to be a Dayan for Din in the Foshes, in other words, to be on the Bezin of 23, he is certainly qualified to be in the Bezin of 3 for Din in Mammon. So, Mani, who holds that way? Elaim Rabbi Yosi, you're talking about going to Rabbi Yosi, or Ika Eid Zoymeim de Mammon, and Eid Zoymeim de Mammon, he's Kosher the Din in the Foshes, but he's Possible the Din in Mammon is. The reason why he's kosher l'din nefashis is because Rabbi Yosi says that an eid zoymeim is only from the chomer to the kal, but not the kal to the chomer. So if he happens to be an eid zoymeim for mammon for $100, $1,000, whatever, for money, he's still kosher l'din nefashis because that's a different parsha, that's much more chomer. And therefore, but it's possible din mamet. Avadi is possible din mamet because it's eight times the mamet. So therefore, vosh teit of don the Mishnah. If you royal lod and din nefosh is royal din and din mamet, that does not shtim like Rabbi Yosi, because anybody that, for instance, was at eight zayim in the mamet, although he's kosher lod and bedin nefosh, he's not kosher lod and din mamet. So it cannot be that that's Rabbi Yosi. Lav Rameiri. The chori must be Rameiri. The Rameiri equates the two. Mominus nefashes, nefashes, mominus. So if you're kosher for one, you're kosher for the other. Zokti mar mi mai, dilma psuli yachsin koi. Maybe that Mishnah is not talking about the that we're passeling him because he was a gazlan, or passeling him because he ate novellus or whatever. Maybe the reason for the psul is psuli yachsin koi. Who's my psuli yachsin koi? That, for instance.
Family of Avodim.
Yeah, okay. You have to be. How do you know that when it comes to Dayanim, you have to be a miyuchas, says Rashi, five lines from the top, psul yochsin, till nefashes bezen miyuchasim be'inan, kitonu rev yochsin. It's kishem shebezen menukim betzedek, shenem betzedek tishpan amisecha, kach bezen menukim mikom mum, shenem akulach yofir ayosi, umum ein bach. So therefore, the Dayanim have to be totally pure in terms of their yichus. So, Rashi over here doesn't tell us which ones would not be pure. Rashi says, for instance, later on, he says, L'mushal Mamzer. So anyway, if a person happens to be a psul yachsin koi, and that's what he's saying, if we've established that this person has no problem in yichus, whether it's alts evid, whether it's mamzer, whatever it is, he's for dina fashis, he's kashu dina mamanis. So therefore, nothing to do with mamanis mit nefashis, and therefore you have no rayer, b'yois mit ramei. Dilei temahochen, I'll bring you a rayer, that's the real pshat here in that Mishnah. Could the Ketani say, let's go say to the Ketani, look at the safe of that very same Mishnah. Yesh roi lod and dina mamad vein roi lod and dina fashis. There are some that can be dayanim for dina mamadis, but they're not roi lod and dina fashis. Amai, ain't a roi. Why would he not be roi? If you're going to go and tell me, the itzam bedina fashis, roi lod and dina mamadis, that he was huzam bedina fashis, he manu aizam when it came to a capital case, but nevertheless, he's still roi lod and dina mamadis. Ah, so that's the shot here in this Mishnah in the Sefer. Yesh roi lod and dina mamanis, even though he's not roi lod and dina fashis. Didn't we say between Rameir and Rabbi Yosi, everybody would agree, the whole machloikis is if you're starting off chutzam bedina mamanis, whether you're old to chutzam bedina fashis. But once you're chutzam bedina fashis, everybody agrees that you're wiped out for dina mamanis, so how could there be yesh roi lod and dina mamanis? Vein roi lod and dina fashis. El psul yachsin goy, we're talking about psul yachsin. That for psul yachsin, Rashi says, even a ger, mitamamzer, and all that, they are kosher lod and dina mamanis, but they're pasul lod and dina fashis because of that pasik, kulach yafer ayasi, mum and bach, which is referring to a Sanhedrin of either 71 or at least of 23. Aha, so so therefore you have no raya from that Mishnah, alibid rameir. Elahoga kososim lantana, I have another Mishnah. Not. Now this Mishnah sounds like our Mishnah, but you'll see quickly that in fact it's not our Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. What did say the Mishnah? Eilehen apsulim, the following apostle to say Edis, Masach Bikovia, Umalim Bribis, Umafrichi Yoid, Soichrishvias, just like our Mishnah. But then the Mishnah continues on, Vuavodim, and Avodim are also apostle. Zehaklal, and the Mishnah continues on, Kol Edis, Eina, Isha, Ksheirala, if a woman is possible, women are possible for 99% of all ladies, because it says, "Va'amdu ha'anoshim ashalem ariv." It's got to be men. However, there is an exception to the rule. If you're talking about hilchos aguna, right, whether the husband passed away or the husband gave a get and things of that nature, then we do believe a woman after all. Ah, so zeh klal kol ladies she'nishik sherila, 99% of all ladies that women are disqualified, enishik sherila. Afhein eng sherla, they're also disqualified. All of these nice guys, the Masach Bekuvim, Malvi Ribbis, etc. So, Mani, who's the town of that Mishnah?
What are we talking? What cases are we referring to? By Isha?
Guess what? Ilema, what is the case over here? Ilema, Rabbi Yosi, you're telling me the town is Rabbi Yosi, where Ika Eidis Bedina Nefashis, She'ein Ho Isha Ksherala, you're talking about Dina Nefashis, did Ruven kill Shimon and Shimon kill Ruven? Did anybody kill anybody? What's the story? Eidis Bedina Nefashis, She'ein Isha Ksherala, if a woman would get up and say, I witnessed, I saw, that would not be kosher Eidis Min HaTorah. However, Hain, all of these guys, the Masach Bekuvim, Malv Beribis, they would all be kosher according to Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because they're only kosher a dover akal and not a dover a chamur. So how would you go and say that we equate these four or five categories to be exactly the same as Isha? It's not true. You're saying Kolayj and Isha Ksheri Law, they're also not Kosher Law. Not true. When you talk about Din Nefashis, women are disqualified. However, they're not disqualified. They can continue saying it is Alibet Rab Yosi. Elav Rameir. What did Rameir hear? Rameir says they're all the same. Pasul Dover Echad, Pasul Kola Terikul, Kol Edis Kula. Ah, so you don't distinguish. So then this Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Just like women are possible to go and say Edis for Din Nefashis, they're possible to say Edis for Din Imamines, and therefore these four or five are also possible across the board for anything and for anything. Ah, so that's Rameir. Who holds like Rameir? That's Abaye. That Abaye Ulta says, if you are choshed to go and eat the Velas, then you cannot be an aid by Mamanis. Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? And this is Kal, because it's only Ra L'Shamayim. And this is Chomer, it's Ra L'Brias U'L'Shamayim. Ah, so you see that this Mishnah holds like Rameir and holds like Abaye. And this is what the Gemara said at the earlier on, about 10, 15 minutes ago, that even though initially we fragged up Abaye, Tiyufta, Abaye, Tiyufta, but the Halacha is like Abaye after all, because that Braisa that we asked on Abaye that we thought was a knockout Kasha, that's a Liba de Rabbi Yosi. We pass it like Rameir. Rameir Rabbi Yosi, we always pass it like Rabbi Yosi. Except if there's a Stam Mishnah. Where's the Stam Mishnah? This is the Stam Mishnah. It doesn't mention any names. Yet it passes like Rameir because it equates all Edis and they say, ain't Isha Ksherila, ain't these four or five categories in that kosher. Is the Chsimen, Dina Foshis, Dina Mominis, Kal, Chomer, they're all the same. And that's what Abaye said, that even from the Beilis, you can go and ask her for Mominis. So that's the conclusion of the Al Kegam, the Abaye Varava. But now let's finish off the story. Bar Chomer was ecstatic. Why was he ecstatic? Because even though the Torah was about whether Bar Chama, whether he killed somebody or not, he was able to disqualify one of the two Edom by showing him that he was a Ganef. Yeah, but normally you say according to Rabbi Yosi, even though he has to be choshed for mummies and not choshed for nefashes. Guess what? We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rameir. And therefore one of those Edom now is disqualified. So it's only one Ed against Bar Chama.
He walks,
and now does he walk? But Nashke Akari, he went over to Rapapi. It was Rapapi that said, four lines to the top, only Rapapi, Hanimili, Echadoli, Sosalam Tanaker Meir, Hochasalam Tanaker Meir. So he went and kissed the feet of Rapapi. Not only that, Vikibla the car and gave the Kulishani. Now the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like that he went and now paid all of the future taxes that Rapapi had to go and pay. If he did that, that would be very, very problematic, because there's a sugya called Shoichan Mu'ukhar. Shoichan Mu'ukhar means to go and give bribery after the fact. So this is like you're bribing him. For now, I'm going to pay your taxes. So then you would think, I can think this Bar Chama is it? I'm going to go and try to find a reason to find that he's.
Oh, it's afterwards.
I understand. That's why there's a parsha called the Shoichan Mu'ukhar. Ayin b'Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat. Here, however, the Mepharshim say that the rules and regulations at that time were that all Talmid Chachamim were exempt from having to go and pay taxes. However, there were a lot of people that said, I'm a Talmid Chachamim, and therefore I should be part of the tax.
Parsonage?
like a parsonage exemption, exactly. So, of course, there were a fair number of people that said, I'm a rabbi, and I should be exempt from taxes. So each time, the local tax inspector, the tax auditor, would have to go and inspect. Exactly, fair enough. Anyway, so here, Bar Chama took upon himself to go and defend Rapapi against all the inspectors and all the auditors, that in fact he is a bona fide Talmud Chacham, so he would never have to go and pay taxes. So not that he paid it. He didn't pay. No, he didn't pay a penny. But he was the one that represented him so forth, like a free lawyer.
Let me certify him. Masi was a murderer. It says it.
Yeah, a bad guy, you know.
Rapapi accepted a matana from the murderer.
First of all, you and I call him a murderer. But Lamai said he didn't have two Edom that he's a murderer.
You have two kosher Edom. He killed, it says in the Marlon.
He killed, but he didn't have two. What happens if he happens to be an Amuret and nobody gave him Hasra? So you don't have your Teretz, he was a Chover. If he didn't give him Hasra, he doesn't get Misa. I mean, that's one of the legal loopholes in Jewish law, that you have to have two Edim, and you have to have Asro, and yet according to one man, the Yom of the Hasro has to be dafka by the Edim and not by anybody else, and you have to master exactly which Misa he's going to go and get, and not just a generic Misa. So it's one of those legal technicalities. On to the next Mishnah. And this Mishnah affects Mendy directly, the story that we've already told a few times, and maybe Mendy will share it with us again. What's this Mishnah? They are Kraven. These, the following guys are Kraven, therefore they're all possibly Edis. Achiv, his brother, Vachei Oviv, or his uncle, Vachei Imoy, an uncle by being a brother, a maternal uncle instead of paternal uncle. Ubal Achoisoi, his Shvugar, Shvugar means a brother-in-law. Ubal Achois Oviv is Nochmul, an uncle, but this is not a natural uncle, it's a naturalized. In Yiddish they call that Tzigi Kimena, that he went and married the person's aunt. The aunt anyway is possible because she's a lady. But now this person married, he became an uncle, also possible. Ubal Achois Imai. So now this is almost the same case, not that he married the sister of the father and became an uncle, he married the sister of the mother and became an uncle. Ubal Imai. What happens if you have a stepfather? Or a Chomov, a Shver. Shver is a Shver Amas. A Shver means a father-in-law. The Gisai and a brother-in-law. What do you mean? Didn't we say already brother-in-law? We said Balachois. Isn't that a brother-in-law? So that's the Rashi over here, where Rashi says that this Gisa is talking about Achois Ishtoi. In other words, there are two different types of brothers-in-law. You have a person that married the guy's sister, that's a brother-in-law, and the guy that, he didn't marry the guy's sister, but there were two sisters,
married two men,
two separate strangers. And so now each one of them becomes it's a little bit more of a distant brother-in-law. A brother-in-law is a brother-in-law, so the Mishnah, he's also a Karev. And not only are Hena, they crying, but name the children of all of these guys. In other words, for instance, we started off Achiv, his brother. His brother is Asir. What about his brother's son? Brother's son is my nephew. Also Asir. And not only my brother's son, but even my brother's Edom, Vachos Naim. Even Edom also becomes Asir.
It sounds like the Shnius and Yevamos.
Yeah, okay. We're going to deal, starting today and deep into tomorrow, rise from Sukkim for each one of these categories. And finally, Vachorgoy Levadi. Chorgoy means not a son-in-law, but a chorgoy means a stepson. Stepson means that if your father goes and marries a lady who had a son from a previous marriage. This is what we call a zivik shiny. So that is a stepson. Really, there's no real blood relationship. But nevertheless, as a result of that marriage, you become osir to the chorgoy. Chorgoy becomes osir to you. However, here's levadai, meaning that if that stepson eventually has children of his own, whether it's a son or whether it's an idim, those are not postulators. It's only the Chorgoy himself. Why is there a difference in Mirchem? We'll get to all this in the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yosi, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah Rishoina. Initially, when we were listing all of the categories, it was a much shorter list. It was Doidai, an uncle, then Doidai, his cousin, V'chaleroi liyarshin, anybody that was roi to yarshin him, V'chalekarev loi, be'oyisi shah, and anybody that was, okay, so that's number one, and ultimately call a carve of the Baisi Shah. What does that mean? You can have people that can move in and out of being a carve. Obviously, you can't move in and out of being a brother, but you can be in and out of being, for instance, a son-in-law or a brother-in-law. How? If Chas V'Shalom,
the marriage terminates,
and therefore they are no longer related. So you look at Baisi Shah at that time, regardless of later on. That's the same type of idea that we're talking about. As you said, Shemesa Ishtoi, things like that.
Do we have a Ben Achiv, his cousin?
Yeah, you started off with Achiv, Achiv, Oviv, Achiv, Imai, and then the Mishnah says, Hein, Bnei, all of their children. Okay, no problem. The person has, he had a daughter, and he has a son-in-law, and Baruch Hashem, they had children, and unfortunately the daughter had passed away, and now he still has a son-in-law, and he has a niklach. So normally I would go and say, this is a karev in Esrachi. His son-in-law is no longer his son-in-law, because he no longer has a daughter. However, since they're a bottom imana, this is still considered to be the family unit, is still there. Okay, and therefore he remains osir to the Eidim, and the Eidim is osir to him. How is the karev? Now you have also oyev ha-soinei. You're not allowed to have an oyev ha-soinei going and say Eidus for you, because we're afraid that because he's such a good friend or because he's such a bad enemy, they're going to go and say false testimony. So give me an example of an oyev ha-soinei. Oyev ze shishbinoi. Shishbinoi we had early on back in Bava Basra.
Right.
That person that accompanies him to Chasana and he goes for a whole week.
To return it.
Yeah, exactly. So he happens to go and give. He has to be there for a whole week for all the Sheva brachas, and he has to give him a big present, and then after that the other guy has to reciprocate. So that's an oyev. You don't believe him on his edits. He didn't speak to him for the last 3 days, not because he didn't bump into him. He saw him every single day, bump davening, all 3 days. The other guy said good morning, and he looked at him, and he didn't even respond. So, since he happens to have, obviously, some sort of enmity, you don't believe his edits. Amalei, however, this is Rabbi Huda speaking, and actually Yisrael al-Kach. It's Taka Emes, the people have fights, and the people have Oihav, and people have Sonam. But that as a result, that a person should go and say false testimony, I wouldn't go that far. As Lazar Tribute. But Rashi, interestingly, says it's only the Gabi Eitus. Person is not going to say false testimony just because he happens to be a good friend, or just because he happens to be a bitter enemy. However, when it comes to Dayanas, even Reb Yehuda would agree that a person can be affected and influenced by his love or his disdain for somebody else. And that could,
he should recuse himself.
He should recuse himself. That could affect, unfortunately,
his judgment, literally. His judgment and his, with a small J and with a capital J.
Beautiful. Very well put. Okay, so now we have all of this long list of people that are disqualified because they're crying. Now, there is no pasuk in the Torah that says that kol ha-kroivim asurim lohoid. So how do we know all of this? I mean, not immediately. Turn around. We're going to start on this, but we're not going to finish it because it goes deep into the Yomid Aleph, as we'll see Mitchum tomorrow. It says, L'yumsu ovis al bonim. Don't go and kill fathers because of children. Now, what does that mean? Matamalem. Ilalamish l'yumsu ovis ba'avoin bonim. What happens if you have fathers and sons? The sons are terrible rascals. They are chas hashom, they're rotzchim, and all the others. Don't go and punish the fathers because of the sins of the sons. Is that the pshat in the pasuk? And also banim ba'avina avais, because the pasuk continues yumsi avais banim or banim la yumsi alavaisa. Is that what the pasuk is telling us? Don't kill the fathers because of the sons because of the fathers. Harikvar nemar. It says in the same pasuk ish becheta yumasu. Everybody gets indicted and gets prosecuted for his own sins, not for the father's sins and not for the children's sins. So what is this la yumsi avais banim banim la yumsi alavaisa? Ela la yumsi avais banim be'edus banim. Don't allow for Misa against a father based on the testimony of his son. Don't go and chas v'sholem go and kill children because of the through the edus of the avos. Edus avos. Aha. Freitimor ubanim ba'oven avos loy. Is that really true that we don't go and punish children because of the sins of the fathers? V'ksiv poiket avoin avos al banim. So we are poiket. The Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers and punishes the Avos al Banim because of the Banim's sins. Heavy more hasam kisho oysa mas yedeim avisem biyedeim. When do we say poiket avoin Avos al Banim? That means we punish the Banim because of the sins of the Avos. So poiket Kadosh Baruch Hu holds on to, remembers, and delivers punishment because of the Avos of Avos on the Banim. Also, you see the Banim do get punished because of the sins of the fathers. Says, so, you know when? When they continue to follow in the footsteps of their fathers. Kinesanya, the af avoinis avoisim itam yimaku. Maybe even if they're not, just because you happen to be a son to a reitzeach or to a ganef, you get paid because of the sins of the fathers. So it says clearly, ishbechetoi his chait, not anybody else's chait. So clearly when it said that poiken avoin ovis al banim is only if he's continuing the glorious legacy of his father, that his father was Ritzach and he's also Ritzach. The father was a Megala Rois, he's also Megala Rois. So that's when poiken avoin ovis al banim. You're telling me that otherwise, if he's not oiches masav sem b'yedem, he doesn't get punished. What's it? V'choshel ish b'ochiv, ish b'avoin ochiv. Malamit shekulma raven zebezeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes even people that are totally innocent because we are all arevim. Arevim means we're all guarantors for everybody else's conduct. So because that guy, Yankel Smith, is talking in the middle of Kaddish, I'm going to get punished for that. And because he's talking in the middle of Chazor Shashatz, I'm going to get punished. Everybody. When do you say that that person gets v'choshel ish b'ochiv, he gets punished for the other guy's sins? If he had the ability to stop it, and he was not moicha, then he gets punished. Ashken ovis l'banim, b'banim li'ovis, koshken ovis l'adodi, panel l'banim, inolan. Mitchum to be continued tomorrow.